Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking dogs football. Hear from head coach Kirby Smart and get in-depth analysis from Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. All that and more is right here on Bulldogs Live. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With heart, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at gucu.org/go-dogs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit northside.com. Now, alongside head coach Kirby Smart, here's the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live with Kirby Smart. Coach Smart will be along in just a couple of minutes. Number one ranked Georgia closed out an unbeaten SEC regular season for the first time since 1972 with its 41-17 whipping of Tennessee last Saturday in Knoxville. The Bulldogs are 8-0 in the SEC and Eastern Division champions. Their next conference game will be in the SEC Championship on December 4th in Atlanta. Georgia is now 10-0 overall with two regular season games remaining, this Saturday against FCS opponent Charleston Southern and next week against Georgia Tech. Game time Saturday from Athens for the Bulldogs and the Buccaneers is 12 o'clock Eastern time, and our coverage will begin at 8 a.m. right here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. We hope you will make us part of your Georgia Bulldogs Saturday this weekend as you follow the Dogs right here. Head coach Kirby Smart is here tonight to talk about his team and to take your questions, so we'll find out what's on your mind. You can post your questions on social media with the hashtag AskCoachSmart, and we could use it here on the show. Following Coach Smart in the second hour of tonight's program, it's the Bulldogs All-Stars, Neil Williamson, your host in hour number two, as former Bulldogs players join him tonight to take your questions and talk Georgia football until 9 o'clock. You'll get their insight on this year's Georgia team, and your calls are welcome in the second hour. Our producers and engineers for tonight's show are Adam Gillespie here in Athens, Gus Wedekemp in our network studios, and special thanks to network producer Kyle Schassberger for assisting with tonight's show. Glad to have you joining us tonight on Bulldogs Live. Coach Kirby Smart will join us right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia drivers take pride in their cars because your car is important to you. It gets you back and forth every day, helping you connect with family and friends, getting you to work, to the store, and the football game. Protect the vehicle that protects you with dependable coverage from an insurance company that's known for keeping its promises. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, right here in your community. Learn more at gfbinsurance.com.
Healing and protecting your heart isn't a one-person job. It takes a team. At Northside Hospital Heart Institute, we've brought together 75 leading physicians with the expertise to treat any cardiovascular condition. Whether you need a checkup to get your blood pressure under control or face a serious heart surgery, we're here to give you the utmost confidence in your care. Now at over 50 locations across Georgia, Northside Hospital Heart Institute, excellence at heart.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA. Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Georgia head coach Kirby Smart. The Bulldogs hosting Charleston Southern, last home game of the week, of the season, this week. It's a 12 o'clock game on Saturday. Our coverage starts at 8 a.m. right here on the Bulldog Sports Network. Hope you can join us for the final home game of the year. And Coach Smart is here to take your questions tonight and talk Georgia football. And, Coach, good to see you again as always. Congratulations on the Tennessee victory last week and completing an 8-0 regular season in conference play. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, that is quite an accomplishment. I'll tell you what, our guys have fought hard for that. It's tough to do. I've been fortunate to be in the SEC a long time, and very few teams are able to complete that run. It's just a tough gauntlet, and this group embraced every game. I've been really proud of the way they've handled that, and they got to continue to do it moving forward.
Yeah, well, you know, it's there have been some very good Georgia teams over the years, but it's been 40 years since you went undefeated in conference play, and of course, still a lot of work to do for you guys, and a lot of goals to achieve. So keep the nose to the grindstone, right, and move forward.
That's always the case, and I think that's what makes a team, you know, go 8-0 in the SEC will also allow them to stay humble and continue to work. Because if they weren't that way, you know, we would have had problems in the past getting ready for some of these games. So I hope they continue to work that way.
What were your feelings and thoughts about your performance after the Tennessee game? How did you feel about that one when you came away with it?
I was pleased with the resiliency, the competitiveness. You know, it was a tough environment. We took a good punch at the start, and they've done a good job. He's got a lot of momentum. The fans are behind him. The players are – that first year is usually the year that you have the biggest impact on buy-in because you're doing everything new, and guys are hungry to impress their new coach, and they've got a lot of positive energy there. So our guys were able to withstand that and then punch back, and I was proud of them for that.
And now you get Charleston Southern coming in here, FCS opponent, and this is their last game. They were only playing 10 games this season, and they come in with a record of 4-5. And what's your focus this week for this opponent?
Well, it's us. The opponent and who it is remains nameless. I know it matters to everybody else outside, but for us, it's about continuing to get better. Our goal is to peak at the end of the season, and the way you do that is you have a repetitive – you get the same reps over and over and over and over again. You don't get bored with doing those same reps over and over and over again. You get better at the basic fundamentals, and it doesn't matter who you play. You're trying to execute at a high level, and that's really what we've been focused on this week.
And speaking of board, do you change up the way you practice things? I know you want to work on the same kind of drills perhaps, but do you change up the practice the way you do it just so it's not stale and the same and repetitive day after day after day, or do you just do the same thing every day?
No, we have some fundamentals we like to do, some competitive things that we like to do to keep those. You have a fine line between losing time to do a new drill, explain it, change things up versus, man, we know how to do this. We know where to go. We know where it is on the field. We know where our lines are, but it gets boring. So if you can make it quality, fun, and competitive, we try our best to do that. And I do challenge the coaches to change it up a lot as teachers so that it can be fun for the guys.
Do you challenge yourself as well? Because you have, I mean, you have a lot on your plate on a daily basis. How much of that is repetitive and how much of that is new for you every week?
Well, most of it's repetitive. I mean, the preparation for a game is very repetitive. You know, you got the same format, got to watch third down, got to watch short yardage, got to watch their defense, got to watch special teams, got to watch every facet of the game is scheduled into the week. So we make sure we've covered every basis, regardless of who the opponent is. You go through those steps and it prepares you in the moments when you got to make a decision that you've done the preparation needed to make that decision.
Do you reach a point during the week where you feel like, okay, I'm good, I'm done, or is it always that feeling of I can do a little bit more, I need to look at this again, and as you inch closer to game time?
Well, I think having time constraints helps you because it keeps you on schedule, and that schedule's not over until kickoff. I mean, we're going through those steps. Every minute is allotted to something. It's never I'm done. It might be I'm preparing a player for something. I'm getting ready for recruiting on a game day, but you're never – done until the ball is kicked off.
Do you have a lot of meetings with players on a regular basis? How does that work?
Well, some weeks we do. Some weeks we have more time than others, and you try to bring guys in, and we've tried to be really intentional about our time spent. And, you know, like for this week, our coaches, I had them call two players in and just sit down and visit with two different players not at their position, and it goes back to our connection. And you want to be well-connected on the team and on the staff, and that's important.
Is the final home game, senior day, any different for you as far as all that's going on to prepare for that and, you know, bringing families in and all of that sort of thing that goes on Saturday?
It's very different. I mean, there's never a game that you're getting ready to go play and then you're out there seeing mom, uncle, grandmom, dad, you know, before the game. And you know, a lot of times it's emotional for the players.
Right.
And coaches, I know in my career we've always worried about are they going to be able to perform because it's a change. It's not the normal routine. And it's really tough when you're playing, you know, possibly a conference game, last game, and it's a home game and it's your last one. You're honoring the seniors. It makes it really hard to do that.
Georgia and Charleston Southern is the game on Saturday. It's a noon kickoff. 8 a.m. is our start time here on the Bulldogs Sports Network, so we hope you can join us for all our coverage of Bulldogs football this Saturday. We'll get to your questions for the coach. You can send them in via social media, hashtag AskCoachSmart, and we could use them here on the show on Thursday night. So we appreciate you doing that, and we'll step aside for just a moment and come back for more with Coach Kirby Smart, Bulldogs Live, right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Sir, you're now being placed under arrest for driving under an influence.
What does that mean?
That means you've earned a night in the Green Bar Motel. During your stay, you'll be photographed, fingerprinted, and given a stylish jumpsuit. And each room has an ensuite bathroom.
Is all this free?
Oh, no. Fines, court costs, and legal bills could add up to $10,000 or more.
Save your money for a real hotel. Drive sober, or we will pull you over.
This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
There's nothing like cheering on the dogs with 92,746 friends. And if we keep staying safe, we'll get back there soon. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're proud to serve our community through the pandemic, and we're grateful for your help. The past year has been tough, but there's hope around the corner. Classic Georgia game days can be in our future. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dawgs.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
There's nothing like football in the fall, but the guys on the gridiron aren't the only ones having fun. At Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, their award-winning customer service means you win big, too. With the best deals on the best selection, you can score a new 2021 Ram 1500 for less during the Black Friday sales event. Expect more, get more. Follow Athens Dodge on their quest for the best at AthensDCJR.com. Proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence.
Kroger knows this year the holidays are doubly important. So make your celebrations doubly special with fresh, never-frozen, prime-grade beef and Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions.
Wait, stop illegal. We've got even more special holiday food. Like delicious King Crab legs, private selection gourmet potatoes, or cave-aged Murray's cheese and fresh baked La Brea bread. Kroger, fresh for everyone. All right, legal. You're up. Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions may apply. Shop at participating stores for more details.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back, Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Taking your questions here in just a moment for the coach, see what's on your mind tonight. We also want to tell you about our Player of the Week presented by Primerica, the only company positioned to make the maximum impact on Main Street families. Bulldogs senior linebacker Channing Tindall had 8 tackles, a career-high 3 sacks, and a forced fumble in the Dogs' 41-17 win over Tennessee in Knoxville last Saturday. Tindall was named the Walter Camp Football Foundation National Defensive Player of the Week, as well as the SEC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance. Channing Tindall from Columbia, South Carolina, is the Player of the Week presented by Primerica. And Coach Boy, your linebacker in core has really played well this season. And Channing, if you can talk a little bit about his growth, and he's just really blossomed in his senior year.
Well, he's been a talented player the whole time. We've always known his athletic ability, and he's a great kid. You know, he's been a really, really good special teams player too. His straight line speed, that's what people saw in high school. That's what you saw, this a burst, and what a tremendous – he's just matured so much. He came in such a positive just great kid, and his work ethic has shown through. He's in all kinds of organizations across campus, and I've really just enjoyed seeing him grow up and become the leader he has.
Great personality too. He really, you know, in interviews, I mean, he just kind of is very effervescent and bubbly, and got a great sense of humor, and it's really enjoyable to have a guy like that on your team, I bet.
It is. It's awesome. That group as a whole, Hequay and Nakobe, man, they're fun to be around.
Let's grab some questions from hashtag AskCoachSmart and see what's on your mind across the state and beyond. Let's see. Zach in Bogart, Georgia, says, I know you don't like to compare players, but he's going to ask you to compare players. But is Nakobe Dean in the same class as Roquan Smith?
I think we've had a similar question before, or I've had it maybe from the media, but they're different players. But to say same class, the class is unbelievable character, unbelievable just intangibles, work ethic. Roquan was a very quiet, explosive player. Nakobe's very quiet on the field. They take over, make the calls. They're not quiet. Once they get on the field, they get after it. They're very different. You know, Nakobe is probably a little more change of direction guy. Roquan's probably a faster straight line guy. They're both tackling machines, and they have tremendous instincts. You know, they don't miss pullers. They feel plays. They're your traditional really good linebackers that can cover in space, which is what the game has become now.
There you go, Zach. Thanks for your question. Vic in Duluth, Georgia, wants to know, how tough is Stetson Bennett?
Well, I don't know how to measure toughness, because I don't know that that's measured on a scale relative to all positions, or that's on a scale of just quarterbacks. And, you know, I'd rate him pretty high when it comes to toughness for quarterbacks, but when you go across the board of guys that are hitting every single play and having contact, you know, he's not having to deal with that except for on game days, because we don't hit our quarterbacks during the week. But there's a lot of definitions for toughness. We all know mental and physical, and he certainly embodies that with the way he plays and throws his body around.
Yeah, mentally, I mean, he just seems to just keep moving on, you know. Nothing really seems to bother him, at least on game day that we can see. But I'm sure you know a lot more about that. But he seems very mentally strong to play that position.
Yeah, he's done a good job, even with the highs and lows.
Don in Valdosta, Georgia, says he wants to know about the atmosphere last weekend at Neyland Stadium, and he says we are proud that you overcame that environment. But your thoughts on what that was like playing in Knoxville last week.
Yeah, like I said, it was checkerboard. It was loud. It was everything they want a home field advantage to be, and we just try to perceive it like it's just noise. I mean, there's not an extra person on the field, and if you practice all week with noise, then you block it out, and that's what our guys were able to do. You got to execute at a high level, regardless of whether there's crowd noise or not. That's no different than at home. So I was proud of the guys handling the adversity.
Let's see. Let's go to Mike. Mike in Athens, Georgia. Who would win a tug-of-war contest, the offensive line or the defensive line?
We have some of those in the offseason.
Do you really?
Yeah, we not the whole offensive line, defensive line, but we'll have some two-on-twos and some three-on-threes. It usually comes back to the weight. You know, if you add the weight, but strength's involved, but weight wins out. And depending on what group of defensive linemen you pick and what group of offensive linemen you pick, the weight wins out. So it's not a five-on-five fair fight most of the time. It's usually two-on-two or three-on-three, but – those guys like doing that in the off season. We have fun with it.
I imagine if you tie that rope around Jordan Davis as the anchor, he would be pretty hard to move.
Yeah, he's pretty hard to move. I'm a big physics guy, and we've had some interesting battles in staff room. We had a couple times. I said, hey, today, guys, we're gonna tie Jordan with a harness, and we're gonna put two players that weigh equal to Jordan. So you can imagine you got 350 on the end of a rope. And we had two, I think 175, I forget who it was, maybe Jalen Kimber and William Poole, or it was two DBs. And I said, there'll be four cleats in the ground against Jordan's two. So it'll be same weight. Who will win? And it was interesting to go across the staff, and everybody was this guy, this guy, this guy. And we went out there and did it, and Jordan just destroyed him. So you can't equate for power. You know, the power, I thought the traction of four cleats versus two, but I was interested to see it, and Jordan did pretty well.
How good has he played this year?
Well, he's put himself in a position to increase his value to teams at the next level. He's obviously increased his value to us, but I think he's been in better playing shape. He went through a little spell during the year where he went up a little bit, but he's kind of the last 3 or 4 weeks really centered himself, keeping things down, and we got to encourage him to do that because, you know, with the accolades you get, the notoriety you get, the being number one in the country, he is a very he's just out there for us. He's the front of the defense in a lot of ways. He and N'Kobe and some of those guys, he's got to be careful because he's on a slippery slope of great player to average player, and he to stay great, he's got to stay nice and trim, and he's been able to do that.
What is that target weight that you guys like him at?
Well, really anywhere in the 335 to 350 range. When he's in there, he's able to sustain and use his quickness. He's effective when he's higher than that, but he just can't be as effective as long.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Dog fans, the official Georgia football game program has gone fully digital, is now free to access. The paperback game program is no longer offered, and starting tomorrow, you can log on to GeorgiaDogs.com/digital to get everything you need to know heading into this weekend's matchup against the Buccaneers of Charleston Southern. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. More of your questions for Coach Smart when we come back on Bulldogs Live right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest combines open XDR technology with security expertise to protect the world's largest companies against threats from ransomware to sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest is the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest, makes security possible.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go.
O'Charley's!
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
As fans, our job is to help protect Sanford Stadium every home game. As the official pest control of UGA Athletics, Breda Pest Management's job is to protect Sanford Stadium year-round. Neil Hondo Williamson here for my bug and critter experts at Breda Pest Management. The Bredas are proud graduates of UGA and grateful to be able to give back to the university they love. BREDAPest.com.
Breda, Breda, no need to be afraid of bugs.
If you want to earn the highest wages and best benefits in the construction industry, go to GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. I'm Randy Bill, Business Manager of the Atlanta and North Georgia Building Trades. We have immediate openings for journey-level workers, as well as helpers and apprentices. Our tuition-free, earn-while-you-learn apprenticeship programs offer the best training in construction, giving you the skills that will pay your bills. Learn more today at GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. Transform your future today.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Georgia and Charleston Southern are coming up this weekend. It's a noon kick at Sanford Stadium. Hopefully we have good weather for the final home game of the regular season. It will be senior day for the Bulldogs, so we urge you to come on out, get in the stadium early, and be ready to recognize and honor all the senior class that will be parading on the field before the game with their families. That's always a great moment for college football, part of the pageantry, I guess, that we all really appreciate and enjoy that goes with this great game. Right now it's time to take a look at this week's Threat to Eliminate, presented by ReliaQuest, defending the world's largest companies against cyber threats. Make security possible at ReliaQuest.com. Coach, are there any threats you want to eliminate from your guys, your team this week? Any outside stuff that has to be eliminated to have clear focus for Saturday?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest threats is the emotion of seeing your family for the older players. You know, playing to a standard of excellence, not relaxing. Sometimes when you play an FCS opponent, you tend to think differently during the week. You can't do that. You got to prepare the same. You got to keep rhythm. We don't want to fall out of rhythm of playing really good, sound, complimentary football. So I don't want any phase to slip. So that's the threat of thinking differently or acting differently because of your opponent or maybe even the kick time, you know, with the early kick time.
Jim in Atlanta, Georgia, wants to know how much you enjoy coaching this senior class.
Been great, man. They care so much about each other, and it really started right after the season. I thought they bought in and changed some things in the way we went about our getting to know each other. And, you know, coming off of COVID year is easy to sell because they had spent so much time apart even during the COVID year that they bought into embracing and being around each other and sharing time.
Certainly a good group. Nicholas in Watkinsville, Georgia, wants to know, what do you remember about your senior day?
Remember getting to have my family on the sideline. I still have that picture and, you know, jogging out, knowing that it would be the last time and taking a photo with them was certainly memorable, probably the biggest thing of the day. The hardest thing is it was a loss to Tech, so that sticks out too. So you have a positive and a negative with that.
I was going to say ouch, but I didn't want to rub it in.
No, trust me.
You talked a little bit earlier about that transition after that to get the team, you know, back into a mode, hey, we're getting ready to kick this thing off. What is that process like to regain their attention and focus and get ready to play that game after the, you know, the photos and the hugs and the kisses and all that stuff with your families?
Well, each guy's different. You know, everybody prepares different ways, so it's probably no different in this case. You know, as they come in from their senior day picture with their parents and their loved ones, they got to, you know, reposition their mindset into, let's get ready to go do my job and do what I have to do, and every guy handles that, you know, in a different way.
Let's see. Martha in Lilburn, Georgia. How does it feel to go undefeated in SEC play?
Well, it just says a lot about our kids and how much they buy in, and feels great. But it also feels like there's a lot left to be done. So it's, you know, it's next man up, next team up, next game up, and really just trying to center around where can we get our team better. We don't want to lose the edge, and sometimes that can happen if you don't have the same caliber opponent.
Do you feel like more conference games are coming in the future for college football?
I don't know. I mean, you hear that. I don't know. I really don't know where it's headed.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart and fans, with the help of the top-notch professionals at ShoeMate, Breda Pest Management, Dr. Roof, and EMC Security. Harry Dog has spent the offseason getting his house ready to host some of the best dog walks and tailgates in Bulldogs history. One final chance this weekend for a home dog walk and the home tailgate. Now you can win Harry's house for a party. Enter to win at harrydoghouse.com. That's Harry Dog, D-A-W-G, harrydoghouse.com. Enter to win Harry's house. We'll get more questions for Coach Kirby Smart. Hashtag AskCoachSmart is how you get them to us, and we'll do that right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Sir, you're now being placed on arrest for driving under an influence.
What does that mean?
That means you've earned a night in the Grey Bar Motel. During your stay, you'll be photographed, fingerprinted, and given a stylish jumpsuit. And each room has an ensuite bathroom.
Is all this free?
Oh, no. Fines, court costs, and legal bills could add up to $10,000 or more.
Save your money for a real hotel. Drive sober, or we will pull you over.
This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Water is the lifeblood of our planet. But man, the destruction that standing water can do to your house. Neil Honda Williamson for Engineered Solutions of Georgia. ESOG provides interior basement waterproofing services, installing sump pumps, drains, and other basement waterproofing systems that'll get you all sealed up and end your wet basement problems. Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
9678-ESOG now.
To Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. We continue now on your questions for the coach as the Dogs have prepared to get ready for Charleston Southern this week. That'll be a noon start on Saturday. Hope to see you at Sanford Stadium. Hope to have you along here on the Bulldog Sports Network. Our coverage starts at 8 a.m. on your Bulldog football Saturday. Georgia Bulldogs basketball is underway this season. The Dogs defeated South Carolina State Tuesday night in Athens to improve to 2-1. Georgia will host Georgia Tech tomorrow night at Stegman Coliseum. Tip-off is set for 9 o'clock Friday night. The Bulldogs then head to New Jersey for the Legends Classic and will face Virginia Monday night in Newark and will play either Providence or Northwestern on Tuesday. You can follow Bulldogs basketball all season right here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network and on the Georgia Bulldogs mobile app. Complete schedule and ticket information is available at georgiadogs.com. Back to your questions for Coach Kirby Smart. Joey in Atlanta, Coach wants to know what makes this Charleston Southern team hard to defend.
Well, they do go tempo, and they're more 10 personnel than what we've seen in the past, which means four wides, and they have a really athletic quarterback. So the toughest thing for us is seeing some formations, some plays that we haven't seen this year And they package that with their best athlete, best all-around athlete is probably the quarterback. So it worries you about being spread out and finishing on him because he's more athletic than our front guys and can outrun those guys.
Yeah, he's also their leading rusher for this team. Jack Chambers is their quarterback. And so the dual threat guy, and you mentioned tempo. It was probably pretty good that you had Tennessee last week because I don't know if you're going to see anybody faster than how they want to play.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is not taking it for granted that what you saw last week is going to serve us enough for this week. But we certainly, when we saw that, we prepared well for it last week, so our guys understand the amount of discipline it takes.
How were you able to adjust to that last week? Tennessee got I guess an early 10 points and then didn't score again until the game was out of hand late in the fourth quarter. But how did you adjust to that tempo over the course of that game?
Well, I don't know that we adjusted as much as maybe they slowed down. You know, these offenses are always amped up at the beginning. They have a plan. They've gone through their scripted plays. They're going to be at hyper speed early, and you have to almost brace for that impact. And then once impact happens, you realize what they're doing, and you get a little more laid back, and you get your substitution patterns down, and it helps you. But it's just like playing triple option. Sometimes you go out there, and the first time you see it is the speed of the game that your scout team couldn't give you, and you don't replicate that well. So you go out there, and you have to fight through it.
Matthew in Columbus, Georgia, sends in this question. How rewarding is it to see James Cook be so productive in this offense?
Well, that means a lot to him, and he's worked so hard. I think back to his freshman years and how many times we tried to use him in different ways. And, you know, he was learning the offense, understanding motions, having to be a part of a functioning offense that was using him in different ways. And now he's become a much more complete player. He's come so far, and to see him have some success, because he's always been very unselfish, it was really good for him to have some success, because he's certainly been a guy that's worked really hard for that success.
When he runs the ball, he just makes it look so deceptively easy. He just glides. He's a great change of direction guy, and he just kind of glides through the defense, and it doesn't, you know, when you're watching it, it's like, man, that looks so easy for him. It's almost effortless. But, boy, he's really talented at that. And how do you like him as a power runner? Does he have that ability as well?
Yeah, he runs with toughness. He doesn't have huge weight. He's not a heavy back, but he runs behind his pads. He's slippery. It's hard to tackle. I know the coaches, when he first got here, called him the mongoose. Man, he's always slithery and sliding through there, and he's hard to get a direct hit on.
He's got good hands. I mean, that was a terrific throw and catch from Stetson to Cook at the Tennessee game in the corner of the end zone last week. That was a fine example of how he can catch the football, too.
Yeah, it's a great catch and a great route by him to get on top of the guy.
Another question for Coach Smart. Ethan in Douglasville, is it on purpose through recruiting that our running backs complement each other so well?
Well, certainly that's a big part. I mean, you don't want all of them to be the same. You want guys to take on different roles. And, you know, over the course of my career, I've been a part of a lot of good teams, and the running backs have always complemented each other on great teams. They can't all be the same. You know, some need speed. Some need third down protection. Some need power. Some are special teams value. And some evolve as they are here, and they change and go from one category maybe to another. But it's certainly important to have a group of backs that complement each other.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Thanks for your questions via the hashtag AskCoachSmart. Georgia and Charleston Southern coming up on Saturday. Sanford Stadium in Athens at noon, 8 a.m. start here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. And be sure to follow Georgia Bulldogs All Access on social media by searching at @UGA_GBSM. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Marketing provides your inside connection to UGA Athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content, including the Kirby Smart All Access TV show. Follow at @UGA_GBSM. More of your questions for Coach Smart right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I'm John Addison, a lifetime Bulldog fan, Georgia graduate, and the chairman of distribution for Primerica, the largest independent financial services marketing company in North America.
Primerica's a Main Street company for Main Street families. We help people from all walks of life achieve their goals and dreams by offering common sense financial solutions to today's challenges. As a Georgia-based company, Primerica is proud to continue to sponsor Georgia football. Go Dawgs!
You know what's fun about the holidays?
Yep,
it's shopping. Well, the Georgia Lottery and Fantasy Five are about to up the fun with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Every week in November, five winners will win $5,000 to go shopping. Just enter your non-winning Fantasy Five ticket at fantasy5giveaway.com. And who knows? You could win $5,000 to buy whatever you want. It all happens in November. So play Fantasy Five from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
There's nothing like football in the fall, but the guys on the gridiron aren't the only ones having fun. At Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, their award-winning customer service means you win big, too. With the best deals on the best selection, you can score a new 2021 Ram 1500 for less during the Black Friday sales event. Expect more, get more. Follow Athens Dodge on their quest for the best at AthensDCJR.com. Proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
It's Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart and your questions. Don't forget the Bulldogs All-Stars coming up in the next hour, taking your calls and questions as well and talking Georgia football for another hour as Georgia gets ready to face Charleston Southern this weekend in Athens. Our look ahead is brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The penalty for getting a DUI can cost up to $10,000. That's why the Governor's Office of Highway Safety says drive sober so you won't get pulled over. And we've talked about it throughout the show, but it's senior day. It's the last home game for the Dogs this season coming up this weekend. And, Coach, as you look ahead, senior day is a very special time for everybody involved with the program.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a time to give thanks to people that have been a part and also embrace the fact that they're going to be moving on, at least in the case of some of them. We'll have some of these guys actually come back next year, which is unique to a senior day. It's just another sign of the times that things have changed. But some of these guys will be moving on, and some will be returning. But we're excited about the next chapter of guys and at the same time trying to send these guys off with a, you know, Sanford Stadium welcome.
How did you mentioned some of the guys will be back next year. How did the eligibility thing work for this year? Was there a bonus year of eligibility due to the COVID from last year? Did that apply to this year only, or does that carry over? How does that function?
It's real complicated.
We don't have enough time to explain it on this show, but you've got
you know, several guys that were super seniors. Julian Rochester, Devontae Wyatt, and Shafe were all super seniors. But everybody that played last year basically got a free year. That year didn't count during COVID, so they have an extra year of eligibility. But it may count differently for us on our books, being that those super seniors didn't count against our 85. It's looking like anybody that stays for their extra year will count against your 85. So you're dealing with a dilemma of, do they want to stay? You know, do you want them to stay? What role do they take on? A lot of them want to get on with their careers and their lives, whether it's NFL or graduation, and move on. So each one is a separate decision.
That sounds like a lot to juggle.
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle before December 15th signing date. It's actually impossible to juggle because those kids aren't making those decisions by that date, you know, and so it's just makes it difficult.
All right, let's grab some more questions for Coach Kirby Smart. Grace in Mobile, Alabama,
wants to know if you can talk about our offensive line and how guys have stepped up when their number is called.
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job. Jamari stepped up, has played on two tough road games. And Broderick has come in and played for Jamari on those two road games. And then you've got, Truss has jumped in and been able to play and do things for us. The center, Cedric Van Pran has played well, and he came in for Warren early in the year when he was injured. And so those guys have had each other's back, and they communicate well and continue to protect the quarterback. And the quarterback helps protect himself with his mobility to keep our sack numbers down.
I know you had some issues with some guys being ill last week. How are those illnesses recovering? Are guys getting back to normal?
Well, I mean, the guys that were ill are getting back and been back kind of since Tuesday. We lost some Monday, but it's almost been a revolving door. Mm-hmm. As we've had, three or four come back, we've had three or four go out. And each day this week has been a thrill a minute with who's testing and who's got the flu. So we've lost a couple here in the last couple of days that we had over the weekend and Monday and Tuesday. So it's each day has been different.
William in Winterville, Georgia, wants to know if you're excited to play in Sanford Stadium one last time this season.
Always excited to go in Sanford Stadium. It beats the heck out of the alternative because playing at home is big, and the support we get and the embracing of our fans and our players has been tremendous this year.
And another noon game, so certainly you want to urge folks to get there early and be loud like they have all season.
Get your eggs ready, baby. Let's go.
All right, 12 o'clock start for Georgia and Charleston Southern, 8 a.m. start for our coverage here on the Bulldog Sports Network. We hope you join us for all-day-long coverage of Georgia football on Saturday. And Bulldog fans, don't forget to tune in Sunday at midnight to WSB TV Channel 2 to catch an all-new episode of Kirby Smart All Access as we recap the action from Saturday's game against the Buccaneers of Charleston Southern. It's Kirby Smart All Access Sunday at midnight on WSB TV Channel 2 or anytime next week at GeorgiaDogs.com. We'll come back for more of your questions for Coach Kirby Smart one more time right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dawgs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2021. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. With locations throughout the Southeast, Pruitt Health is open 24/7 for your skilled nursing and home health needs. Our family business has served your family for more than 50 years. Our healthcare heroes expertly provide your loved one with care and compassion, because that's what family does. Learn more at PruittHealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Georgia Power, we're investing in infrastructure to ensure a more resilient power grid, creating a balanced mix of hydro, solar, and nuclear energy, all while installing high-speed EV charging stations across the state and keeping your bill well below the national average. Because we know that the carbon-free energy Georgia needs to prosper tomorrow will come from the tireless energy we put in our communities today. Georgia Power, powering tomorrow, today.
Kroger knows this year the holidays are doubly important, so make your celebrations doubly special with fresh, never-frozen, prime-grade beef and Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions.
Wait, stop, illegal. We've got even more special holiday food. It's like delicious king crab legs, private selection gourmet potatoes, or cave-aged Murray's cheese and fresh baked La Brea bread. Kroger, fresh for everyone. All right, legal. You're up.
Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions may apply. Shop at participating stores for more details.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. A reminder that next week there will be no Bulldogs Live with the coach on Thanksgiving. Our next show will be December 2nd. Prior to the SEC championship game. So just make a mental note of that. There is no Bulldogs Live next week, and we hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving holiday with friends and family, and we hope you enjoy this weekend's game against Charleston Southern, the Dogs hosting the Buccaneers Saturday at noon. Let's grab a few more questions for Coach Smart before we get out of here and turn it over to the Bulldogs All-Stars. Callie in Cartersville, Georgia, sent this one in, hashtag AskCoachSmart. How does Stetson's ability to make things happen with his feet affect our offensive game plan, Coach?
Well, it allows you to account for another hat in the box. You know, we've always gotten extra hats in the box, and you have to be creative in how you account for hats in the box. That might be with an RPO, so you can throw it. That might be with a crack block. That might be with a formation. But when you have a quarterback that can run, you can account for the extra hat in the box with that. So that's a luxury that he gives us, although we don't try to abuse it and don't try to do it too much because, you know, they have answers for that too. And sometimes they include taking shots on your quarterback. So we've tried to be selective with it, and some of it's beyond our control. We don't – you know, they control how they play our quarterback run sets, and they can force Stetson to carry it or they can force a back to carry it, and they have to pick.
Does he like running the football?
I think he likes what it gives our offense. You know, he likes getting hit. He's not a big guy of stature, yeah. But he does a good job of getting out of bounds, getting down, staying aggressive, make people tackle you. He's got to do a really good job of protecting the ball. It's always, you know, as a head coach, it's fearful of me to have a guy that doesn't carry the ball for a living carrying the ball. And that's something that we work really hard with him on, but you can't simulate what he gets in a game in practice.
Richard in Athens wants to know, how big was it to get guys back this year like Devontae Wyatt and Justin Schaefer?
Huge. I think I talked about it earlier. I mean, those two guys, and you know, I guess you include Julian in that, but those two guys have been major factors, mainly in they've improved their play. They both played better, but they've also changed their bodies. You know, everybody says, well, I'm going to come back next year and I'm going to do better. But these guys – changed their bodies. They lowered their body fat. They lowered their weight. They took it really serious, and it's carried over into better play.
About 30 seconds to go, Coach. Any final message you want to deliver before we get out of here? Any final thoughts on this weekend's preparation?
Biggest thing for me is I want to honor these seniors. I want people there. I know, 12 o'clock, and it'll be earlier than that by the time we honor them. Get in there. Recognize these guys. They've been special to this university. They're having a tremendous season. I want them to see Sanford Stadium at its best as they get to wave and take a picture with their parents.
All right, very good. Coach, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Go Dawgs.
That's Coach Kirby Smart. Georgia and Charleston Southern this weekend, as the coach said, a noon kick, 8 a.m. is our coverage time. Dog walk at 9:45 on Saturday morning. Hope to see you there. Stay tuned for the Bulldogs All-Stars. They're coming up next on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dawgs!